think this is the goal, but it's boost buhay. Kaw-kaw ako to. Kasi hirap naman, bis. Okay. Pero dito. Pero nga, sakit sa mata. Hirap. What's up, guys? Ito na naman si Louie ng investingphilippines.com. And today, napag-isip ko, we've been talking about savings, emergency fund. Then, one way, yung narinig ko nga is, if you really want to have more savings and more money to go para makapag-invest ka, is, as they say, decrease expenses, increase revenue. So, one of the things I told you about is to have other sources of income. And that's my topic. No, my topic today is about different kinds of income. That's my topic today. Okay, we're back. I'm counting. I'm trying to time myself. Napansin ng kapatid ko, sabi niya maraming pause. So I'm trying to jump cut. Yung mga cut-cut to really take advantage of the video editing. Thank you for my masters. And dahil mainit, ito na meron akong mini electric fan para walang sound. Ganun naman, wala akong sound. But do it like that. It's no sound. There go. This may hangin. Okay, back to the topic. There are two types of income. One is active income, and the other is opposite of active income, which is passive. So, ano ba ang main difference ng dalawa? Pasensya na, medyo ngong ako, may sipon ako. I don't feel quite well today. But, let's go on with the show. And, what is passive active and passive income? Ano ba talaga yung clear definition between this? Actually, the clear definition between this is it is the level of your participation in deriving the income. So, active, it means you're directly participating. Passive is indirectly or maybe not doing anything at all. And that's a participation. So, if you will, the best example pala ng active income is your salary. If you're working and you get your salary bi-monthly or every other week or monthly, is that's the thing. If you don't work, you don't have any pay. That's how it is. So in nature, active income is linear. So it can also apply to other jobs or professional work. If you don't have if you're a doctor and you don't have a patient, you don't have income. Kasi wala kang kukolektahin. You just have a steady source of patient para magkaroon ng income. You need one or two. You have somebody must come patingin sa'yo para gumaling ka. Same thing with what you call this, the professionals. For accountants like me, if walang magpapagawa ng ITR or magpapagawa ng bookkeeping service on a daily basis, usually monthly yung report, if wala, wala. So, depende rin sa dami. If I have one or two clients, gandun lang ako. But if I have four, five, syempre, my income will also grow. Depends on the... So, relationship, it's linear. Ibig sabihin, it depends sa quantity, dami na isang bagay, or hours na in-exert mo. You're being paid by the hour, you're being paid by the task or job lang. So, that's linear, that's active. So, what's good about it? What's good is that as long as you stay the course, maaari you are just working in the office. Maaring in a day is it's a heavy day, maraming trabaho, so heck day, you're still gonna get the same pay. But kung hindi naman hectic, pwedeng nagtambay ka lang, kakuya-kuya-kuya sa office, you still get the same pay because you're doing the time just in the office for those quiet time years. So overtime still you render number of hours to do the job. And that's the linear. So depende pa rin siya. Medyo premium ng konti, but that's it. Now, passive income. Passive income, again, we define as non-participation. So not necessarily, well, hindi ibig sabihin wala kang ginawa. But actually, maybe you've done the first things, then you let things roll over it. And that's the thing. A best example for passive income is a product that you do, and then you did once, and then you sell it, and it will depend exponential kano siya karaming bibili. by means of bibili, I mean digital product pala, sorry, I need to qualify. A digital product, something that you have, or maybe an invention. So an invention or a royalty-based products are, that's the best example for a passive income. Kumbari, you created an ebook. Ebook is in digital form, isang form lang siya. You only did it once, but it could be distributed several times into different forms. Pwede siyang standalone ebook online na pwedeng i-download ng i-download ng i-download. So you only did once ang hirap. Maybe you consume a month, a year to just do this ebook, but once it's released, once it's out there, and it's done. In a day, maaaring isa or 120 ang bumili ng ebook. And since it's digital form, isi-send lang ng digital form sa mga nagbili and they have the copy already. And you earn an income. And there's a train again. Oh my God! Init. Man's latest invention, portable electric fan. Sa init ba naman? Sino hindi pwede makakaisip ng ganito? Ooh, thinking. Ideas. Now, best examples ng pwedeng passive income na is reachable to you and me is, again, the very famous stock investing. What you do invest once in a certain company, or maybe strategically, hindi mo laging ginagawa, but only if you have the chance to buy low. Still, you didn't really unless you're a day trader na every day you have to trade to make the money. But once you're a stock trader or a stock investor, what you do is you buy when it's low and wait when it's high, and that's the time you sell, so that's the time you profit. So in a way, it's time-based, it's a passage of time, yung passive income. So you just let it run until it gives you a very acceptable return. And another thing similar to that type is the real estate. Real estate is usually it's you buy it when raw, then hold it for a time, then either you sell it as is. So as the time passes, tumataas yung value ng land because that's how it's supposed to be. And also you can actually another investment, extra investment, you can actually build apartments on that property of land. So by building an apartment, maaring 10 floors divides super floor is 11 units, so that's 110 units na pwede mong iparenta. So again, it's passive income because once all the things is done, once tapos na yung building and ready to occupy, pwede na siyang maging monthly na siya without you doing it. Where did I stop? Marami tayong commercial break. Oh my. Okay, resume time. I'm trying to time it at 10. I hope I did. Okay, back to real estate is a form of passive income. So pwedeng you did the work done. Is what that means is you nagpatayo ka ng building, subdivided into apartments, and rent it out. Boom. And there you have rental income, which is considered the most beautiful passive income. But again, of course, pag wala nagrenta, wala din. So make sure somebody rents it, and usually rents run for a year. So secured na yung year, then that's good. And what nowadays, the lessors required to make a postdated checks. So in a way, assured siya, sana hindi to malbog. And once it's assured, you're gonna get your monthly income right in your bank. Deposit mo ng check, meron na. And the last one, nabanggit ko na kanina, one way is to have a royalty-based products that you don't really do. And the very, very best example is an ebook, which could be just one file, which could be sent out several times without you doing anything else. Pwede nga i-automate using the technology now. You can just create a container for the ebook. And once they pay via PayPal, it can actually automate everything. You can send them the link once they made actual payment through PayPal or anything, matatransfer agad, verify, and it will be there, sent out. Another way, also if you sell your work of art na pwedeng gamit ulit, which is what I do, which is photography. Photography in, iba yung photography na nagpo-photo siya ng weddings. That's one. If you only do that, you get income from doing one. Hindi mo na siya maulit because yung magpapakasal, hindi mo magpapakasal ulit. But, I mean, when you do income from photography na royalty basis, mostly sa magazines, the contract is when you have a good photo and they want to use it in the magazine, they have to pay for the royalty. So every time they use a photo or every copy they print is meron kang cut. And nowadays, famous yung mga stock, royalty-free stock photos, which they can buy your product, your photography, and they can use it the other one. So hindi lang sila, pwedeng ibang tao. And they can reuse it whatever they want. And right now, I'm on IM, if I can plug. And it was funny because yung unang-unang income ko with IM is my photo of a potato. Kaya natatawa ko of all my photos, why the potato? And it was big, it was $30 on Viad, so I like it. And the other one like this, the same photo, the potato, it gave me $100 income. Wow! Sana yung iba naman, hindi lang yung potato yung picture, but I have other pictures. And again, so if you see, passive income could be, the relationship is actually exponential because a single product could either be 10 times, 1 time, or anything, depending on the situation, depending on the how valuable the item has become. Like in the example is a stocks. You may buy it at 5 pesos, then it becomes after a month or 3 months you're holding it, or maybe a year, probably nag-appreciate ng value, depende rin. But at the same time, it's exponentially positive and exponentially negative. It's a two-way time. One of the very saddening for me as a stock investor is Lipanto. It was that time that it was very, very in demand because of the news that one mining company will be investing in the project that they have seen a possible gold deposit, and everybody was buying. So Lipanto was trading at that time at 70 cents. It went as high as to 1 peso and 50 cents. That's a big margin. But as it goes, as time goes, nagsaturate yung market, it plummet, and I'm stuck with it now. I hope it will get back. I know so many issues with politics, but I leave politics behind. I know politics have effect on stocks, but I don't dabble with it. Again, to recap, there are two sources of income, and I know I blogged this about in the past, so it could be an active, it could be passive. So the main difference is the participation of you. If you're gonna earn because you participate right away, and every time it does an active, it's linear. You won't earn if you don't do anything, if you don't give time, if you don't give effort. While passive, on the other hand, siya yung nag-earn, depende. Could be positively exponential or negatively exponential. It could be, you could sell one today, many. So passive income is the very, very, very famous is stock through appreciation, land appreciation, and royalties on works of art that you do, like photography, like an idea na pwede mo i-patent, and pwede mo siyang, you know, other things could create it, and you have a cut every time you sell an item. So again, in order for you to really achieve your financial goals, one way is to add another income. And by knowing what types of income, you can double, you can play. So what can you do while doing a linear source of income, which is your salary? You can do sidelines. You could do create something that you could just sell by it by itself, like a digital file format, which you could sell online and maaaring isa ngayon, dalawa bukas bibili, sampu bukas next day, and that's it. It earns by itself. Or you can invest a few of your savings after your emergency fund to a stock ng mura-mura siya but it's high potential of earning, and you can just hold it until you are comfortable with the profit that it can give you. That's the time you sell it. Or maybe if you have some big money aside, you can invest in real estate and hoping someday may matabi ka pa rin pang patayo ng building, bahay na pwede mong parenta. Or better yet, maybe you can buy already land with the building which you can repair and rent it out, and that's better. Again, another way to save is to earn more, actually. So besides saving, it's decreasing your expenses, you also need to increase your income. And you can do that by having multiple sources of income and by learning what types of income are possible out there, passive and active, active and passive. You can actually use most of your, make well use of your time para ikaw ay makapag-earn ng mas marami. Again, this is Luby from investingphilippines.com, and please subscribe as always. Sabi ng mga idols ko sa YouTube, subscribe, click the subscribe button, thumbs up para tumaas ang ranking, and share para mas marami matuto ng financial literacy. Again, this is Luby from investingphilippines.com. See you on the next vlog.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.